All right, welcome to the 33rd episode of the second season of Charlie Me. 33 is a spooky number, and we got a spooky episode lined up. If you're not our friends and family, we have no idea why you're listening, but man, we got some spooky spooks for you. If you are our friends and family, man, it's going to be a fun one. Bring back some old favorites, and I'm excited.
This could go places.
This could go a lot of places. This might be our most viral episode yet. We might get like 30 listens.
We might get spooked out.
Spooked out. So anyone that is spooky, scared of spooky things, I don't know.
Spooky. I think we should have the record for how much we say spooky in a minute.
Spooky, 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 spooky. All right. That's like that scene from Super Troopers when they you have to say meow.
Meow nine times during a traffic stop.
Yeah, meow, 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 meow.
You only have eight.
Meow. Freaking wonderful, wonderful. Anyway, we'll open it up. Charlie, what'd you do this weekend?
I think you should go first. You have more to tell.
I did do some more this weekend. I went to the Iowa Northwestern game, and Northwestern looked spooked out. Didn't score a point. Iowa won. It was a wet game for the second half. Classic Big Ten football. So if you're not a football fan, it was not a game that you want to enjoy. But you would enjoy, I should say. Because it's like, it was classic, low scoring, barn burner, not very fun. I mean, it was fun. The game was fun, don't get me wrong. I enjoyed the game. It just wasn't like, it wasn't the Big 12 shootout that you get to watch. You know what I'm saying?
The flash wasn't necessarily there.
Exactly. There wasn't a whole lot of like big plays, you know, anything that makes you really stand on your feet. Maybe I stood up to cheer like 5 times.
Those first downs, man. Those first downs.
I don't know. You don't cheer for too many first downs anymore.
I always cheer for first downs.
I cheer, but I don't like stand up and aggressively cheer. So
it's always different to going to an away stadium to cheer for your team, because you don't want to be the obnoxious a-hole,
right?
Standing there, you know,
blocking everyone's view,
get in the face of everyone from the home team. But you want to cheer for your team. Like, there to cheer for your team.
Exactly. So it was fun. We had a blast. My whole family was in town. We went out on Saturday night and got some dinner and had some drinks, and it was a truly fantastic day. We had the pleasure of seeing just about every girl and boy in Wrigleyville walk in their Halloween costumes in the pouring rain to go to bars.
That must have been awful.
Like, the girls without pants on, they're walking down the street and it's pouring rain, and you're just like, maybe throw on some leggings. Like, it's got to be cold. I can't even imagine. It wasn't like it's raining and like 80 degrees outside. It's raining and like 45, you know?
How is it 40 degrees raining and windy?
It was literally blowing sideways. I was walking to dinner and I had to walk 4 blocks. By the time I showed up to dinner, my pants were soaking wet. I basically took a shower on the way, and then I had to sit at dinner, and nothing a good cocktail couldn't warm you up with, but it was pretty funny. So then seeing all those people in their Halloween costumes, I'm just thinking, I bet that doesn't dry out as quickly as my pants.
Can I offer one suggestion?
Yes.
An umbrella.
Yeah, you know, I had an umbrella, but someone who doesn't listen to this podcast, my sister Caitlin, stole it. She said once I return her air mattress, which I did, she would give me back my umbrella, and I still do not have my umbrella. So,
Christmas gift idea.
Oh, she just give me back my umbrella. That sure sounds nice. And I had a really nice golf one, but I just lost.
Where did you get that golf one? You take it from a bag room?
Yeah, I inherited it from a bag room.
Fair enough.
But yeah, so we had a great weekend. Then you had brunch with us on Sunday, and you know, that was it. Watched the end of the Bears game and got really sad, and then went home and sat on my couch and went to sleep at like 10 o'clock.
I was going to say, I almost forgot about what happened at the Bears game until you brought it up. I was like, wait, watch Bears game. Oh, how'd that go? Oh, yeah. That didn't go well.
That's over now. It can't hurt us anymore.
I legit forgot about it.
Outside of the weekend, on Monday night, I won a pumpkin carving contest. I'm still very proud of it. It was
yeah, ladies and gentlemen, knife skills.
I got some knife skills. I carved a stegosaurus into a pumpkin freehand.
There's some nice triangles on that one, too.
Some nice triangles, some real nice triangles. And the fact I won was amazing. I thought maybe you get like a free drink out of it or something, but I just got some koozies and a hat, which was nice, too.
It does surprise me you didn't get a free drink at a bar for winning a competition. Like, with trivia, the prize is always like 4 beers or whatever.
Right, right. The prize is like a bar tab or something. You know, like, here's $30 to a bar tab, something like that. Yeah. But no, not this time. So it was cool, though. A lot of fun. They were unleashing one of your favorite beers at the bar. It was a release party for Voodoo Ranger.
Oh. I haven't had Voodoo Ranger in a while. I might have to go make a stop tomorrow and pick some up.
So, yeah, had some Voodoo Ranger that night, too. So it might have helped with my knife skills.
It's just got nunchuck skills, bow running skills, and Grant's got knife skills.
Knife skills. So, Charlie, what'd you do this weekend?
Well, you know, I did the brunch with you guys. This is actually, this weekend is probably the most I watched football. Like, and got into it. Usually I watch the Iowa game and then the other games will be on, but I'll do other stuff.
Right.
This one, I legit just wanted to watch football all day. Went down to my local establishment, the Harp and Fiddle, and give them a plug to watch the Michigan game. That was a trouncing. Because it's a Notre Dame bar, so.
Yeah.
That was
actually, I very much enjoyed that game. I always like to see the Big Ten flourish, and the Big Ten, that was a game.
That was a statement.
Jim Harbaugh will not get fired now.
Yeah, I think he's good for another year.
He's good for another year. He beat Notre Dame. Yeah, pretty exciting stuff.
Hey, I did something really, really sad this weekend, Grant.
Uh-oh.
I put my golf clubs away.
Oh, man. Rest in peace.
Well, just for a couple months.
Damn, dude. I'm sorry to hear that.
I was there in the closet.
I'm sorry for your loss.
It's always a tough moment. It's like the end of the season. It's like, damn, it's one of my happy things.
Yep.
I don't
have a closet that I could put mine in. Well, I don't have a closet that's empty, I guess I should say.
I have to move some things around.
I gotta move some money from my savings to my checkings.
So that was a sad moment. But, just think, what else? Oh, got a free pizza. That's big in my life.
Woo! Free pizza.
Free pizzas.
So you had a pretty exciting weekend then.
Yeah, it was. Oh, I got a new dresser the weekend before with my parents. Me and my dad took like 2 hours to build it.
Nice.
IKEA. I stocked that one, so it was pretty exciting. I have room to spare. Wow. So if anyone needs me to hold on to some things for people, I have room in my dresser. We can keep them.
You know how many clothes I have. I actually, you know, might need some space.
Yeah. We can arrange a deal.
Like a sweater drawer or something?
I have a sweater drawer. I only have like 6 sweaters, so I have plenty of room there.
I have a lot of sweaters. Half of which I don't wear too often.
So, yeah, you're like... Christmas sweaters, and then you got your ugly Christmas sweaters, and then you got your like ones you wear to work, and then you got the ones you wear more casually.
Dude, they all kind of fit in one category for me, and it's just like it's like a Christmas work ugly combo.
So, are you counting bad for everyone that's not near you? Are you counting what you're wearing right now, a sweater?
No, it's a pullover. Right now, I am wearing a Marmont pullover that's a quarter zip, so it's a pullover. It's not really a sweater.
Yeah,
maybe more fit in like the sweatshirt category.
Yeah, I'm out of those too. But I have 3 closets, so I have a sweatshirt closet.
Oh, nice, nice.
Yeah. Just want to show off in my closet game.
So we were talking about this last night, and Charlie and I are, you know, it's that time of year when all the sports are on, and we just get to enjoy them.
Yesterday's
baseball game.
Game 6
of the World Series. We are now preparing for Game 7 of the World Series, and there's nothing that gets me more excited in life, I think, than the Super Bowl, Game 7 of the World Series, and talking to a girl at the bar.
I hate to say it. I think Game 7 Stanley Cup might be better than Game 7 World Series.
Oh, damn. That's a good one. I didn't even think about that. I feel like I haven't seen a Game 7.
It is just insane.
It is. And the atmosphere is wild. You got the guy slathered over to Mazar, huh? And he's just throwing out all these adjectives and adverbs and whatever they are.
Oh, man. Yeah. And like the Hawks, when they're having their cup runs and whatever, it seems like they're in Game 7s every series.
Oh, yeah. It is. Yeah. That is a wonderful thing. I agree. I'll add that to the list.
I kind of miss the stress.
The blood pressure definitely rises, but it's worth the rise. There's nothing better than watching a game and getting really excited, and then it being like 11 o'clock at night, and your heart's still racing, and you're like, "Well, I'm supposed to be going to bed about now because I have to wake up."
I can't sleep.
I got to wake up really early tomorrow and go to work, but I just can't sleep.
Yeah.
So you have to like watch. You have to watch something on Netflix or like watch YouTube videos to.
You know what was really good. Senior year of college that worked for me was the Bob Ross paintings.
Oh, no way. That'd be...
It works, though. It just puts me to sleep.
That's pretty funny. I do appreciate that. So I don't think I've ever watched it, but I just watched like The Office and it puts me to sleep because I've seen them all like a million times. So just hearing Michael Scott make like a slightly racist joke, you're just like, oh, that's terrible, but it makes you go to sleep really good. You get bad dreams, I guess, but...
And then you can... I always have the sense, too, like, oh, I don't need to watch this. I can just listen to it because I've seen it so many times. And then, boom, out.
You're just staring at the ceiling and you're listening to it and you're out.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Yeah. Damn. Halloween, Charlie, one thing I do have to ask before we get going here is, what are you going to be for Halloween?
I don't have anything picked out yet.
I have nothing picked out, but I think it's a good time to start brainstorming. Maybe we'll come back to this topic here at the end of the show. Yeah, give everyone like a descriptive preview, but don't tell them what we're gonna be.
Three old punch gym. Oh crap! That's sick.
Damn it. we'll come back to it, but in the spooky theme, we want to stick along with it. And man, we're gonna have to figure out what we're gonna be for Halloween. So. Let's jump into the podium. Our podium today is the podium of spooky sports moments. So we're staying with the spooky Halloween theme, but we're just integrating sports since we got really excited about sports this last week. So, Charlie, go ahead.
The double doink.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Totally. So I had one of mine was anytime the Bears have a last-second field goal.
That's a good one.
It's a little general. I wasn't going to say it until honorable mentions if it didn't come up, but the double doink takes that one out of play.
The double doink. And it's just I related to a scary movie and the build-up, and I knew it was coming.
Yeah.
I don't really knew it, but like, you kind of had to think it might happen. Mm-hmm. And then like, something jumps out, and like you jump anyway. You know, you knew you were going
to
jump.
Right, right.
Doink, doink.
Double doink. Double doink was especially demoralizing for me because I thought it went in after the first bounce.
Yeah, and that kind of pissed me off. I was like, great, it didn't go in.
I just went the right direction, and I was like, well, if it's going forward, it should just keep going forward. And nope, missed.
It didn't. It's a real bummer.
So, yeah.
It sucks.
Real spooky. Not like, it was definitely a rush, but... Cubs rain delay in Game 7.
Yeah, that was like, the movie analogy, the peaks and valleys.
Oh man, the tension rose. Everyone was amped up, and we're just like, oh shit, here goes everything. It's all over. Rain delay. I'm gonna cry.
It's like when the main character gets killed in a movie.
Exactly.
And they come back to life.
And then somehow they weren't actually killed. Everyone just thought they were dead.
Yeah.
So, that was a big one. Big spooky moment.
The classic wearing a bulletproof vest underneath your clothes. Gotcha.
Gotcha. It was a joke.
Spook. Boop. My second one. Super Bowl lights going out. Indoor.
That's a good one. That's a real good one, actually.
That was spooky. Lights going out. Like, whoa.
That actually was super, like, that's a, man, I didn't even think about that one.
I should be proud of that one.
Yeah, that's a really good one to be proud of. Ooh, man, I remember that, and that was wild. Yeah.
Like, are they ever going to, like, be able to finish the game?
Yeah, what if it just stayed off forever?
is all of New Orleans just done? Like,
yeah, is it over? Is New Orleans underwater? Bad joke. a little more recent, staying in football, next spooky moment is the Mason Rudolph concussion.
Oh, just knocked out.
When he got absolutely knocked out, and some dude walks over, like one of his linemen walks over to him and just kneels down, like, oh, God. And then they take off his face mask, and it's even spookier.
And then their cart broke down, so they couldn't stretch him off.
Exactly. They couldn't stretch him off or anything. He had to walk off. The cart broke.
The helmet's still on.
The helmet's still on, but the face mask was taken off. Oh, man. That was like an ultimate, like, what?
Yeah. I'm staying with football on this one. Football's just a spooky sport.
It is.
The Teddy Bridgewater knee injury.
Oh, yeah. No, totally.
Those spooky people are throwing up.
Mm-hmm. Dude, that's like the... do you remember the Arizona player in the NCAA tournament?
Kevin Ware.
That I had that one on my list, too. The Kevin Ware leg injury that they showed on TV, like, five times.
Just his shin bone was just sticking out of his leg.
Oh, man. They showed it live on TV, and they replayed it. That one was super spooky. That's not my pick. I just thought it kind of went along with that one. But, so my last one, I guess, then, is anytime Jeff Zimmer wears a eye patch.
Ahoy, matey. That's a great one. He's dressing up for us.
Yeah, dude. Jeff Zimmer is the ultimate Halloween guy. He's just wearing eye patches in the beginning of seasons. He doesn't even know what month it is, but he likes Halloween that much.
It's October in his world.
It's always October in his world, and he's always ready to play. So Jeff Zimmer in an eye patch is an ultimate spooky moment.
That was great. A great pick.
Along with, I had an honorable mention. Do you have any honorable mentions?
Oh, I'll let you go.
But it kind of went on the same as the Kevin Ware injury and the Teddy Bridgewater injury. But it was Joe Namath, right? Who made the left tackle expensive?
Oh, it wasn't
Joe Theismann.
Joe Theismann, yes.
Sorry, I get all those Joes confused.
Ankle just got.
I knew it was one of those two. Yeah, that video looks really bad too.
I wanted to put that one, but I didn't know the guy's name, so I didn't put it on my list.
I know. I never remember if it's Namath. And I was like, nah, it can't be Namath. And then I was like, I wrote it down anyway. But then I was like, nah, no, Theismann.
Yeah, that's like, yeah, Kevin Ware or Teddy Bridgewater esque on that one, but that one does stick out.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, I didn't really have too many other ones. The New Orleans Super Bowl power outage was playing.
I think Super Bowl power outage and Jeff Zimmer and eye patch are ultimate spooky moments.
New honorable mention, Manu Ginobili smacking the bat out of midair at the basketball game. His first game.
Oh, yeah, that was ultimate. Yes, yes.
That's the spooky sports moment.
Hell yeah, that was actually good. He just picked it up and walked it over to the trash bag.
Smacked it out of thin air, like, just slapped it. He knocked it out and then picked it up.
Picked it up with his bare hand. He's like, let's play some basketball.
Yeah, oh. I play basketball, not exterminate.
Dang. Bats. Or what about Jalmerson taking a puck to the throat and then playing through it?
Yeah, he couldn't talk. He literally couldn't talk.
The guy couldn't, and he still did press conferences where he wrote on pieces of paper.
That guy's just, that's like, in my mind, I'm picturing like Freddy versus Jason.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Jason right there.
Dude, you come at that guy in a horror movie, and he is literally going to attack you harder than the attacker.
Silent killer.
Yeah, and then he won't say anything. He'll just walk away afterwards. And then he'll write it all on paper when he's getting interviewed by the cops.
He's like the guy where you shoot him, but like just doesn't even flinch. He just keeps walking.
Right. That's like...
just bounces off him.
It's like when, you know, my dad told me never to get in a fight with the guy that you punch first, and then he just smiles back. That'd be Jalmerson.
Yeah, it's just like, that's it.
Yeah, my dad didn't tell me never get into fights, just to pick the right ones.
That's the key.
Yeah. Ultimate spooky moments of sports.
I think I won that one.
That was, maybe. I think it was a pretty even contest.
I had two of the top three.
Yeah, but one was an honorable mention.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we can count the honorable mentions.
We'll let you guys decide. The Grant, I think we should say spooky again.
Spooky. Fun segment coming up. You're going to love it.
Hi.
Hi, we need your best Halloween joke. Go.
My best Halloween joke? Cool. Did you call anyone else yet?
Go.
Why was the midget lacking?
Why?
Because the grass tickled his balls.
Nice, I love it.
Alright.
Thank you. Hey, Kate.
What the?
What's your best Halloween joke? She's outsourcing. To get his quarterback.
Yeah. Oh, wait, I learned another one. What kind of music do your mommy like to listen to?
Rap.
Okay, you got me.
Thanks, Kate.
Thanks. Hey, what's your best Halloween joke?
What's my what?
I need your best Halloween joke.
My best Halloween joke? Oh, shit. Shucks, I don't know, man.
Oh, I know you got one.
Like a pun?
Halloween joke. Like, what's a good joke?
Geez, I don't even know if I have one.
These Minnesota people, that's what trick-or-treating.
Come on, you gotta give us one. You got a joke in your head. I already know you got one.
Oh, it doesn't have to be about Halloween. It just has to be a joke.
Correct.
okay. Yeah, see, in Minnesota, we don't do the whole...
Yeah, we know.
The whole trick thing or not giving people candy. That's just cruel.
So you got a joke?
Got a joke?
Yeah, let me think. Which one do I like? Well, it's more of a story, but this is my favorite joke. So there's this guy, Philip, you know, kind of, he was a guy who had fallen away from the good path in life, and he had wronged some people, and to advance his career, and he was, going to a meeting, and he was going to be late. He was for sure going to be late to this meeting unless he got a spot in the front of the building. You know, he needed a spot right up front, and so he could go in and he'd make the meeting on time. It was a huge meeting. He could not be late for it. So he says, you know, Lord, I know I've wronged people. I haven't been to church, but if you give me a spot right up front, I promise I'll go to church. I'll be a better person. I'll turn my life around. So Philip, he's driving down the street, and he pulls into the parking lot, and sure enough, a car backs out of the parking spot, and he's got a spot right up front, and he says, Lord, forget it, I've got one. And he pulls
in. I love it. Thanks, Casey.
Thank you.
Yeah. Not a problem.
Hey, Matt, give me your best joke.
The best joke?
You got something?
Hold on, I'm walking. I'm in the gym right now.
That's a good joke.
Oh, wow, thanks.
Running bench pressing.
Oh, I know you got one. I know you got one, Matt.
Oh, my cousin just told me one the other day. That sounds pretty funny. I can't remember it, though. It was a Halloween one, too.
Well, let's go.
What is it? I don't even remember.
So...
I feel like you guys called me last Halloween asking for a joke.
I think we call every Halloween.
And you got a knee slapper last time.
You had a good one last time. Let's go.
I did?
Yeah, you did.
I really don't know any jokes.
You gonna give up on us?
God, what was that?
Like knock knock or something?
It was I was visiting my cousin in jail, and then he told me this joke, but I can't remember.
That's a real bummer.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think back. That's all you have time to do in jail is think about jokes.
I guess. All right. Well, if you remember, give us a call back.
All right.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
See you back.
I do.
What up, man?
Yo, what's your best Halloween joke?
My dad's got a really good one. One sec, my dad's been texting me all the good ones from the trick or treaters.
Alright, we can take a couple then.
Why was the pool embarrassed?
Why?
Because you can see its bottom. why did Cyclops stop teaching?
Why?
He only had one pupil.
Ooh. Love
and
it.
And that last one, what kind of shoes do ghosts wear?
What kind?
Booties.
Ooh, love it. Love it. Thanks, Abe.
No problem. Bye.
Hey, Mom.
How are you?
Good. What's the best Halloween joke you've heard today?
Is this a podcast?
It is. That's a really good one.
That was a good one.
Alright, thanks, Mom.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Happy early birthday.
Thank you.
What's the best joke you've heard so far?
Dad's been hearing him. I'm working.
Okay, Dad, what do you got?
He's thinking. What are you thinking about?
What does the duck put in the soup?
Say it louder. I didn't hear that.
What does the duck put in its soup?
What?
Quackers.
Quackers. That was awesome. Thank you. Austin.
So Grant.
What's your best Halloween joke, or just joke in general?
Best Halloween joke.
Yep. It could just be a regular joke. It doesn't have to be a Halloween joke. They all work.
Best regular joke.
Go ahead. We're ready.
Is this Charlie too?
He's here.
Oh, hey, Austin.
Hey, Charlie.
I asked the same question. What's your best joke?
Go, shoot.
I'm trying to think. It's a tough one, guys. You gotta think of all the jokes in the world and bring it down to one.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I always have one in my pocket just in case. I carry a book around, but I always have one in mind in case someone asks me, like, for a good joke. Because you never know when someone needs a good laugh.
Oh, yeah? Do you use a knock-knock one, or
It depends on the day. Some, like, Mondays is more knock-knock than, like, Fridays. Friday is more of, like, a story joke. But it's Wednesday, so go. Who's there?
Chicken butt.
Okay.
All right. Well played.
We'll take it. Thanks, Austin. All right, Matt, what do you got for us?
All right. Skeleton walks into a bar, orders a beer and a mop.
Okay.
There you go. I was like, God damn, I can't remember that. That's just long.
Okay. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, I love it. Thanks, Matt.
Yep.
Bye.
See you later.
All right, that was Halloween jokes. For those of you who don't recall, it is very important to tell jokes in the state of Iowa when you are receiving candy. So
it's the trick or treat.
Exactly. If you don't provide a trick or treat, you don't get treats.
I love that kind of, like.
Yeah, and apparently you go other places and all you have to say is trick or treat and people give you candy. You gotta work for your stuff here. So
teach a man to fish or give a guy a fish or something like that.
Exactly. Something teach a man to fish or just don't just give him the fish.
Yeah.
Make him fish for it. So besides just sticking their hand in the bag.
Well, even if you're not in Iowa, will your kid trick and treat the right way?
Who knows? Who knows? So that was that. Chad and I promised we would throw out some things that might be included in our Halloween costumes.
I'll think out it goes Clark Kent.
No, we're not gonna say what we're gonna be, just things that are included.
Oh, I don't know what Halloween costume's gonna be.
So glasses.
Capes.
A wig.
You say a wig?
A wig.
A wig. Pants.
Pants. Definitely pants. maybe a suit.
Maybe some makeup.
Maybe some makeup. Maybe some hair dye. Maybe some face paint.
What are we? Guess.
Maybe some shoes.
Maybe a bag of flour.
Ooh, yeah, been there. Maybe a stocking cap. Maybe some sunglasses. Maybe not just glasses, but sunglasses. I don't know.
Maybe a bib.
A what?
A bib.
A bib. Ooh. All right, here's a really good costume idea. Just be like a sexy stay-at-home dad and wear just an apron all night. I'm not sure if it's more of like a life aspiration or a Halloween costume, but I'm going to go with, yeah, I mean, that sounds pretty good.
I was gonna, you could put a, ooh, I just watched a part of the movie Baby Driver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Earbuds. Maybe earbuds are included. Maybe a dog. Maybe a dog's included.
Two people and you just be AirPods.
Oh, damn, dude. I like that. That's a good one. That's a really good one. That's got me thinking. Maybe a coat's going to be involved because it's supposed to be like 20 degrees.
For a reason.
Yeah, so...
Yeah.
If you guys can guess what we're going to be for Halloween, we will probably give you a prize of some sort. Yeah, maybe it's a call. Maybe it's $1 million. You don't know what it's going to be yet, so try to figure it out.
Check out the Instagram, because you'll probably find out there first.
They'll probably find out there first what we're going to be, but the prize exists for anyone that's able to guess what we're going to be.
If you can guess the prize correct, you get a pat on the back.
Yeah, you get the prize even.
You still get to keep the prize.
Yeah, you get to keep the prize if you can guess it correct. So, pretty exciting stuff. But yeah, Spooktober is ending. We're entering...
What are we going to do for November? Are we going to theme out all our months?
No, because there's not enough themes. There's too many months.
It's concept. We could
have like 3 months of just like Hawaiian theme. What?
We'll workshop it.
Yeah. But we had like 3 months of Hawaiian theme that was just like summer.
Smartass.
Yeah, we're just like it's just we're just in the summer. We're drinking Mai Tais while we're recording.
Charlie. Whatever.
Yep.
Bahama Mamas.
Ooh, it's Mai Tais. We can be Mai Tais. Charlie and me. Mai Tais. I like it. I like it a lot. All right. We'll wrap this up, jump into some quotes here. Charlie, you want to go first?
Yeah.
Go.
My little spin off of the Did You Fall From Heaven kind of pick up line?
Yeah.
Did you fall? No, I was just checking to see if gravity still worked.
Nice. Love it. Mine is, I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey. Let me start that again. I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey. It's from the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
I would like, if I may, to take... I kind of like it.
Taking on a strain.
Like, a little too polite, but yeah, deuces.
Deuces.